Steel mills and coal mines once powered the economy of the Laurel Highlands. Amid the collapse of those industries, some Cambria County residents are looking to build jobs around clean energy to help revitalize the region. Reporting for State Impact Pennsylvania, WESA's Amy Sisk has more.
Surrounded by steep hills and rivers, Johnstown is home to 20,000 people, the hub of Cambria County.
We have four robust seasons here.
It's a spring day, almost 80 degrees, and Ellen Cashaw is sitting on a bench in the middle of town.
It gets really hot when it's hot and gets really cold when it's cold. And both of those, you know, draw on utilities.
Money is tight for many in this community plagued by job losses and a drop in population. Cashaw is a retired chemical engineer and heads a local branch of the NAACP. One focus is economic sustainability. On that note, he's been cooking up an idea.
This one looks at a grassroots solution to growing the economy here in the area by freeing up monies that are spent on utilities to purchase other things.
Cashaw has worked on this with another resident, Tom Schuster. They're calling it Re-Energize Johnstown, part of a broader effort to reinvent the community as industry jobs wane.
I think a lot of people were kind of focused on how do we bring that back. And I think that there's finally, you know, a realization that it's not going to go back to the way it was. You know, for us to thrive, we have to go a different path.
Schuster works for the Sierra Club, but he spends a lot of free time focused on this initiative.
There's a lot going on in terms of economic development and jobs in the country and in the state on clean energy, but not as much here.
Schuster and Cashaw have two goals under Re-Energize Johnstown. One, to promote energy efficiency by helping residents with home upgrades. The other has to do with this sign in Schuster's yard.
It says, "Go Solar" with the Cambria County Solar Co-op.
This co-op is a partnership with Solar United Neighbors. Henry McKay is the Pennsylvania program director. He just held a meeting in Johnstown to jumpstart the group.
We had 50 people show up. There was a lot of enthusiasm.
Solar United Neighbors has developed a model used across 9 states to bolster solar energy within a community. It looks for a commitment from at least 20 people who go in together for bids from installers.
There are better financing options out there that let you essentially borrow money to pay for the cost of the installation and then pay back that loan with your energy savings. So that means it is increasingly affordable for a broader kind of swath of incomes.
Cashaw plans to put solar panels on his rooftop through the co-op to set the example along with other members.
It creates the momentum that people need to see that, how come I don't have that?
A half hour to the north, retired science teacher Rick Bloom knows that reaction. He's given a lot of tours of the solar system on his family farm. As he walks closer to the barn, you can hear a hum. It's from the inverters wired to solar panels installed on the roof in 2011.
You can read on these. It tells you how much electricity. This thing's making, it's making 3,482 watts right now per hour. So that's a fair amount.
Over time, those panels produce most of the electricity his house needs. Bloom says he'd love to see other Cambria County residents go solar, particularly in Johnstown.
Where Johnstown goes sort of takes the rest of the county along with it. So, you know, if we can make Johnstown better, it's going to help the rest of the county.
But he says that alone won't solve the region's economic woes.
I think it's one of those deals where it's going to be a whole lot of little things. You know, I don't think like solar energy development is going to make a huge impact, but it's going to make a small impact.
Solar power, more efficient homes, better recreation opportunities, more cultural events. All things Johnstown is pursuing to make a turnaround. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.